Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:05 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Before we get Marvin in here to talk about the NFL draft, mentioned the wide receivers.
Free agent
wide receivers. Tell me which one you want. Jacoby Myers. DJ Chark, McCole Hardman.
Who's the first one?
Jacoby Myers.
No, slow. I mean, Chark really came on. You're paying for Chark's best year. Chark actually makes more sense for what the Texans do. I like McCole Hardman. He's small. Like, he's kind of Mechie-ish. Well, yeah. Mechie's not small. Mechie's a 6 foot. About 200 pounds, but Mechie's a slot.
I like Chark too, I think.
I think Chark, for what the Texans are likely to run, Chark actually fits that offense, that passing offense. So I would say Chark.
And he can stretch the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Taller.
Chark, intermediate routes are good for him.
Yep.
Over routes and stuff. So I would say Chark of those three. I think the price tag will be, I don't think it'll be crazy on Chark.
How much did Patrick Mahomes help McCole Hardman?
Now remember, it's a weak draft. For big wide receivers, there's a lot of wide receivers who are in the light 180s to mid 170s. So a guy with good size.
And that's Hardman.
And that's Hardman too. There's a lot of guys like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys who have that speed and size like Hardman. There's a lot of those guys. There's not a lot of guys that have Chark's physical measurables in this year's draft. So some teams may say, ooh, I don't love the draft.
You already have that though with Nico?
Yeah, you do. Nico's got build up speed down the field. I think Chark's a little more fluid. Yeah, but if you have two good receivers.
Yeah. No, it would be nice if Mechie comes through this year. But yeah. you could add, especially if you're not going to use the 12th overall on a wide receiver, which is probably reaching, depending on who. You don't like Addison. Addison's so small.
I like Jalen Hyatt, but 12 is a little rich. I get that. You could move back and still get a guy like Hyatt. Hyatt adds a speed dimension to go with Nico and Mechie that I think would be perfect if you had a Bryce Young. You know, but I also think Bryce Young doesn't throw a great deep ball, and Jalen Hyatt is really hard to throw to because he's so fast that you have to get it out quick to be able to push it or have like Richardson, you know, Anthony Richardson's arm. You know, he's got a cannon. He can throw really far. So I don't, you know, but I still like the idea of having speed like that. But no, Chark... I mean, the Texans haven't really done a great job of improving their team with free agency. Not much. I mean, one of the best runs they ever had was because they reached out in free agency and added Jonathan Joseph and Daniel Manning. That made all the difference in the world. They went from being a team who couldn't get over the hump to being one of the better teams in the NFL because instead of going Nnamdi Asomugha, they went two guys, Daniel Manning and J.J. was phenomenal. J.J. Yep. was way better than
J.J. was way better than Nnamdi, yeah. Way better. Way better.
I mean, they were after they were signed.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Nnamdi was a waste of money. J.J. was a really good Texan. J.J.'s he's in my personal ring of honor.
You have your own ring of honor?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, wait a minute. The best Texans ever, J.J. or Andre, are 1 and 2, however you want to put them. Best Texans ever, J.J. is a top 10 guy ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Dwayne Brown's really high up there. Cushing.
Oh, I mean, Cushing? Now it gets tricky.
Is Antonio Johnson? I mean, Antonio, not Johnson.
No.
The Ninja.
Yeah. No, really?
No, I'm asking.
No.
He wasn't bad. He was pretty good. This is, look, listen, it's light. Over 20 years, this is an embarrassing
league.
Oh, D-Hop for sure.
D-Hop
for sure.
Oh, and Arian. Arian Foster.
Yeah, shorter time frame, like 3 good years.
Yeah, but still, he was the top of the NFL.
He was the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
Can't do Deshaun. Can you? He came in 17. He didn't play.
Well, Matt Schaub?
No. We don't have a quarterback, I don't think. I don't think you can do Deshaun, can you?
Well, yeah, because Deshaun, relatively speaking, in the league for his position.
Yeah, but he played.
We're talking about
quarterbacks last longer. Like running backs, you understand that, but quarterbacks last a lot longer than this. The expectations are. He came in 17.
This is a hard game I hate.
Boy, this really shows you, like, who? Brooks Reed?
Brooks Reed?
Connor
Jason
Barwin?
Babin?
Chris Myers? He
made a Pro Bowl.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Ugh. This is best
Eric
ever.
Eric Winston?
Over 20-year period.
Eric Winston?
Eric Winston.
6-12?
06-12? This is a crappy game I don't want to play anymore.
I mean, for sure, D-Hop, JJ,
yeah,
and Andre, and J-Jo, and Kareem.
And Kareem.
You got to say Kareem. What a bounce back. People hated Kareem. Yeah. Now Kareem's in my personal Texans ring of honor. It's a small ring.
Whitney?
Arian Foster, Dwayne Brown.
Whitney?
No, I don't think.
No. Rick Smith had a nice...
Are we forgetting somebody? Is Owen Daniels in?
Owen... God, this is terrible.
Is Owen Daniels in our ring of honor?
20 years?
20 years. This is the best 10 we can come up with?
Come on.
No, but I think we've named him. I don't think we're shirking our responsibility. I think Chris Myers is actually in there.
Not.
It's got to be somebody on the defensive line, right? DJ Reader for 4 years?
Don't gloss over Tony Baselli. Stop, David. You always come up with crappy stuff, David.
Not going to be many safeties.
Petey?
No. Okay. This is
Shane Lechler.
Oh, Weeks.
John Weeks and Shane Lechler.
Yeah, probably so. And Kyme Fairbairn's coming up on Ring of Honor stuff now.
Oh, stop it.
For Texans. He is. Kyme Fairbairn is Kyme Fairbairn is one of the best drafts that was ever made by Bill O'Brien.
Fourth round? What was he? I'm pretty sure. Wasn't he a fourth rounder? That's awful. That is really, really.
When was he drafted? Kyme Fairbairn was drafted he's 29 years old right now. He was drafted by.
D'Amico.
He was drafted in, what year was he? He was drafted in.
Heidi Ho Princess as D'Amico.
Heidi Ho. Oh, so he was undrafted in 2016. Oh, so Rick brought him in.
Who? Kyme? He did?
Yeah, he was undrafted.
Oh, I thought he was drafted.
He was the NFL scoring leader. He won the Lou Groza Award in college.
Did he?
He was a consensus All-American. Look at all this stuff.
Cushing's got to be up there.
I guess.
Yeah. No, Lechler. We said Lechler. Don't leave out the great Aggies.
Look at this.
Oh, Steve McKinney.
The names. The great Steve McKinney.
Yeah. As far as great Americans go, Steve McKinney's right there.
No, he's definitely up there.
Chris Brown. No, not Chris Brown. Either kicker
now,
or running
bad,
back.
Get Marvin in here. This is a really bad game.
This is a terrible
game. It ends quickly when you go Texans Ring of Honor. I would definitely say Dwayne. Like, anybody that was an all-pro and played here more than, you know, at least 3 years. But, yeah, Watson's an interesting one.
Hey, take the day off work. Play a fun round of golf with us. Your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 at the Occasional Invitational, presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting Kids Meals. Listen, we got spots open. It's going to be March 8th, 10:30 a.m., Wildcat Golf Club. I'm going up to Wildcat today, as a matter of fact. You want to come join us? Let's go. Because this is the last day of drinking. I'm going up with my boys. We're going to play a little round, drink a little bit. So you're going to receive beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. Let's go. Get on up there. ESPN975.com. Time for you to talk. Underdog
Fantasy. It's very easy to get on board with Underdog Fantasy. Let me lead with that. To get on board with Underdog Fantasy, all you have to do is go to the App Store, download Underdog Fantasy onto your phone. If you want to do it, look, if you want to do it from your laptop, you can do that as well. But on the app is really clean. It's really easy to navigate. It's fantastic. Do it from your app. And all you do is use on your first deposit, use promo code Lance, and they are going to match up to $100 of your first deposit. They will match your first deposit up to $100. So it's a great way for you to, you know, make your $100 deposit, and all of a sudden you've got twice that sitting in your account for you to use and utilize. And why not play the Pick'em contest they have? It's not a contest. It's a Pick'em area where you can pick higher or lower on statistics. So if you want to see if right now, for example, once we are in basketball, they may do points, rebounds, assists. They'll put a number up there, and you say, is it going to go higher or lower? You have to find at least two players to put in your particular contest, but you can go as high as five players. And if you do five players right, it pays 20 to 1. What a great payoff if you know your sports and you can figure out how that game is going to go. You got a chance to win some great money. They've got an insurance feature that allows you to pick 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 4 and still make great money. And daily fantasy, pick your golf, you know, contestants, your basketball, your baseball when it comes up, football when they have it, even hockey. It's amazing. Underdog Fantasy is here for you, but you must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
ESPN has just run out of ideas. It's the same show every day. What are the Jets? What is Derek Carr? What is Aaron Rodgers? What is Lamar Jackson? What are the Cowboys? That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, it's the same show.
These guys who get on the shows, they have to get tired of answering the same question.
Same thing. Oh, yeah, Justin Fields. Do the Bears trade him?
That's the other one. Should the Bears trade Justin Fields and draft Bryce Young is a question that comes up.
Every day.
Every day. On cue, it just came up.
That's it.
Should Bears draft Bryce Young with number one pick?
Oh, my God.
It's this topic. It's Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. It is Lamar. What's going to happen with Lamar Jackson? It's every single day they ask the same questions. Why are we not have? Can you turn to NFL Network, Good Morning Football, so we can see some real football
Kay
talk?
Kay Adams isn't on anymore.
I don't care. We got the other one. She's doing...
What's she doing?
She's doing FanDuel. She does FanDuel. She's got her own thing.
She just disappeared. A lot like Aaron Andrews did. Just disappeared.
Yeah, but she's getting...
Yeah, but she's getting cake. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
You know what some people call cake? This.
That's cake.
That's cake? It is?
That's cake also.
Oh. I, in Louisiana, it's that butt thing. That's what that is. That's not cake. It's that butt thing. JJ Dre, Schaub, J. Joe, D'Amico, and somebody. How about Mario?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah.
Honestly, I thought he was awful for a number one overall.
What
pick.
About Clowney?
Yeah, zero.
No,
zero.
But
chance.
You know what? Mario maybe. Oh no, Mario was a Pro Bowler. Mario was much better than Clowney.
Oh yeah, much better.
And yeah, I guess D'Amico.
Cushing's
he was drafted.
Got to be there.
D'Amico was drafted in 6, and I think he
put
was
some respect
ended
on Cushing.
Well, yeah, I guess Cushing.
Yeah.
9 to whatever.
Now it's starting to get better. Let's get Marvin in here. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, good morning, John Lance. Man, listen to you every morning while I'm on duty. Lance, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Big Steelers fan. Are you still thinking the Steelers are going to stay in position to get Joey Porter Jr.? And I also wanted to find out if you had been looking up or doing any reviews on Hendon Hooker. They said he would have went in the first round if he wouldn't have got hurt. And I wanted to see what your take was on him.
Yeah, so I'll start backwards. I watched Hendon Hooker and wrote him up the other day. There were some accuracy issues I didn't expect between the hashes. He just, for some reason, had issues throwing crossing routes. And then he was good outside the numbers. He's really accurate. He's got great poise. Great footwork, repeatable process as a thrower. You know, as a runner, he's a very good runner, very angular, takes a lot of heavy hits. He's unorthodox. He doesn't slide and get down, so he ends up taking way too much punishment. He tore his ACL on a fake where he tried to cut real hard. He faked an option move against South Carolina and cut, and the ACL just snapped. But I think he would have been a first-round pick. Like, he's more consistent. You would, just on football alone, now he only reads half the field. He doesn't really have to go through progression. So Josh Heupel's offense is a really good offense. And he was able to just watch, look at one side of the field, read a route count combination, and throw it. He didn't really have to. So he's going to have to learn to read defenses. And so this is the problem. He's a 25-year-old rookie coming off of an ACL tear. He's probably not going to be able to do anything during the summer. So he's going to get a little bit behind on the install, even though he can take mental reps. He still has to learn to read defenses, but he's a dual threat quarterback coming. That's part of his allure coming off of an ACL tear. So there's issues. I don't worry as much about his age just because, quarterback can play you'd like a quarterback to last 8 years. If I told you you could have a good quarterback for 8 years, you'd take it all day
Absolutely.
Long.
Absolutely.
And so Hinton Hooker playing until he's 33, 34, that's not that big a deal for a quarterback. That's very doable. So I think he would have been, I still think he might have ended up being the fifth quarterback drafted, but might have been in the first round, maybe fourth. Maybe someone would have bet on him over the traits of Levis and Richardson. It would have been interesting. Early second might have been a first. As far as Steelers, yeah, I think Joey Porter Jr. could still be there for him. That's just one of the cornerbacks. If there's Christian Gonzalez will be gone. I think Witherspoon will be gone. Joey Porter Jr. will be there for you. If not, the Steelers decide to go in a different direction. There's some other corners in the second round, pretty decent corners in the second round. So you'll be fine. Steelers end up doing a pretty good job. Mike Tomlin's at every event, every pro day. It's amazing. I've never seen a head coach put that much time in. He goes to the Senior Bowl. No head coaches go anymore. Mike T's on the field looking at guys like that. Guy puts time in. Yeah, I like Mike Tomlin. But he daps me up when he sees me, so that's good.
He does?
Yeah.
Hey, what up?
And Kevin nice. Colbert would give me a handshake.
He would.
Hey, how's your dad doing? He's fine.
That's the end.
Yeah. Tell your dad I said, okay, I'll tell him. How's your dad doing? He's fine. Steve Keim. Hey, how's your dad doing? He's fine. He's in New Braunfels. Just chilling. That's a good man. He was a lot of fun. He was? Okay.
He was fun?
He wasn't fun at my house growing up with him. I'll tell you that much. If my shoes were just sitting out.
Lancey?
Damn it to hell, Lancey. Why do we have these shoes here? Because I'm going to wear them later.
Yeah.
Why would I go put them in my closet when I just have to go get them out again? Were just
you
leave
guys,
them downstairs.
So you,
I never talked back
you
to
You weren't shoes by the door, guys? Family?
We are now.
Yeah, we were shoes
we're
by the door,
We're more shoes
family.
By the door. Well, it's not neat. And we have a very small room where the quote-unquote mud room is very, very small. We're also shoes in the living room family, and that's one of the reasons my wife has a stressful life, is she's not that way. But I've noticed that my sons are that way. And me, I just am shoes somewhere near the bed family. Shoes by the door family is the way you should be.
Yeah.
That's the best way.
No, we're not. We're right now, well, growing up, we were shoes by the door, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Because you just throw them there.
Oh, yeah.
If
you got room
now
for it,
now they piled up and get all these. You got 12 pairs of shoes here. Well, I didn't have 12 pairs of shoes. I had.
That's what it looks like with my kids.
But no,
all those shoes
yeah. there, yeah. But now it's put them. Now, don't put them in the closet on the rack. It's just.
Oh, your wife?
Yeah, my wife.
Yeah, she likes it to be near.
Yeah, it sucks. Just sucks. 824, yes.
She's asking you to be organized.
That's my life. I don't want to bring that here.
It's a hard life.
The difficulties
what's
I face.
What's on your rack?
What?
How many shoes have been made outside of this country?
I don't know.
Well,
the
it doesn't count because if you have Nike.
Yeah. How many shoes of yours have been made by kids?
None. I wear Adidas.
Oh, really?
I wear Adidas. We use grown people.
Oh, yeah? You don't think that you have sweatshops?
We use grown
okay.
people. I don't have Nike where these hands are like this. Sewing shoes.
Okay.
We use grown-ass people and probably pay a livable wage.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Probably. Not sure. You get yours in China.
No.
My
Adidas isn't. Is it made in China?
Okay.
No, it's probably made in Germany.
Okay. Oh.
Hand-stitched.
That's a problem.
No.
That's
we
a problem.
We use fully grown German men and women. Oh, yeah. Michael told Heinrich get in there just, you know, yeah, sewing and sewing. And,
no, they're not. Yeah. It's not any cheaper there. Okay, trust me. Not any cheaper.
No, they take a lower profit margin because they want to pay livable wages. There's good people at Adidas.
Do they, though?
As opposed to my enemies at Nike who have tiny hands working on theirs. Hey, what? Tiny baby hands. And LeBron says, look away.
What? Kenny Pickett is working on the line there?
No, Joe Burrow and Kenny Pickett are not working with their hands on my shoes, on tiny shoes.
Gosh.
Tiny hands on big shoes.
They got day jobs.
Kenny Pickett.
Joe Burrow doesn't have tiny hands.
Well, he had like 9-inch hands, which is it's actually no big deal, but people mentioned hand size with him. And so, of course, Joe Burrow's the kind of guy that will,
oh, no, he won't.
If you say something to give him fuel, he will 100% use it.
Oh, no,
doesn't take much.
Yeah, not at all.
He's Jordan looking at the iPad.
Yep. Hey, the Houston Fishing Show is back. We'll be hosting the 48th annual event March 1st through 5th. Everything for the fishermen, all the new rods, reels, and lures, factory reps, guides from Alaska to South America, and a kids' clinic on Saturday and Sunday with giveaways. If you love to fish, just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 48th annual fishing show. Check out HoustonFishingShow.com for more information. We got tickets to give away at exactly 8:30. You are going to call in 713-780-3776, and caller number 4 is going to get 2 tickets to the fishing show. All right, we're taking a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's drink some tequila during the break.
I'm about it. I mean, I'll go get it right now out of my refrigerator. But I'm just telling you right now that when you are drinking tequila from Maestro Dobel, it is a sipping tequila if you want it to be. I don't care which tequila you use. Now, some of them, to me, I think a lot of people are going to be sipping Reposado. They're going to be sipping Añejo. Have you ever had an Añejo from Maestro Dobel? Oh, my gosh, game changer. I mean, caramel smoothness, rich creaminess. It's got a little bit of a sweet hint on the end of it. Sipping tequila, really, especially when it's Maestro Dobel, you're really going to recognize the craftsmanship. The more you have, the more you're going to realize, in the greater variety you have, how different the flavor profiles are for all these different tequilas. And Maestro Dobel has 11 generations of tequila makers that have fine-tuned the process. So what you're getting is something that's incredibly well-crafted. It's huge in Mexico and is now getting to be much bigger in the States as well. Make sure that you have a bottle at your home. Maestro Dobel, wherever fine liquors are sold or restaurants, if they don't carry it by name, ask for it by name. Maestro Dobel.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 832 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Art, can never talk about my shoes because Art just goes off. On my shoes, okay, all the time. Like, I have I honestly don't remember the last time I bought a pair of shoes. I honestly don't remember. I don't buy anything that I wear. I don't get to. My wife won't let me. So there's that, Art. So just suck it, Art. Art's always got my shoes in.
All right, see if he gets this right. 100% Wendy has red bottoms, but do you think JG has some on his rack? I'm going to say no, but he has all the other rich boy shoes. I think he draws the line at red bottoms.
Yeah, I don't have any. It's never come up. So, Art, draw any line. I didn't. There was.
I've
never
heard
any.
About red bottoms. Is that really that big
it's
of
really
a deal?
Really that big of a deal? They're expensive. I know.
Is he right? Does Wendy have red bottoms?
Yeah.
So Art knows you.
Yeah.
He's got you red.
No, she doesn't. I think Frankie does.
Oh
yeah.
What a red, like, what's the big deal?
They're stupid. They're expensive. They're just expensive.
What's
just
the
like
red
those,
made of?
The ones with the stars on them. They're just stupid.
Oh, the Golden Goose?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they look beat to hell?
Yeah.
That just, I can't get over that. There's an entire fashion industry of, if you just went to, like, Post Oak Little League or just go somewhere in River Oaks or whatever, a mom's group. There's an entire industry of having your jeans ripped to absolute hell.
Right.
And your shoes looking like they're just completely busted. It's counterintuitive.
For whatever reason.
And they cost way more.
Way more.
Way more than
anything
else.
My daughter is in a dress and she's got those shoes on and I'm like, you look like they're... Why don't you put some nice shoes on?
Why you got poverty shoes?
The most expensive.
Oh, these aren't poverty shoes.
No. Women, no. Don't worry. It looks like crap. Let's get Michael in here. Hey, Michael.
What's up, guys? John, don't play. I think you out there with them Golden Goose golf shoes, man. I think you got a Wildcat.
Yeah. I mean, I got golf shoes. That's all I care about. My Johnston and Murphys, they're nice. That's all I care about.
My wife bought, we were drunk in Vegas, and there's a Golden Goose store in the Wynn, and she bought a pair, and they were $500, and they're the worst shoes. They're uncomfortable. I didn't buy them. She bought them. But anyway, Lance, I wanted to ask you, HBCU Combine, there was a receiver that ran like 4.340 or something like that yesterday. Do you ever scout any of the HBCU Combine?
I scout the players. So anybody who goes to the Combine or Senior Bowl, I scout. Anybody who is a big tester, like you're talking about, I will write them up. If there's some, you got to do more than just test. But yes, I do. I looked at some of the guys that were mentioned last year. I wrote a couple guys up. But yes, anybody that's a tester, HBCU Combine is an example. What you look for late in a draft are guys who have height, weight, length, speed, explosiveness. Because a lot of these guys maybe haven't had the coaching, and really this goes for any level. It can go for any level of football. Sometimes HBCU programs and then other non-Power 5 programs don't have the same training table. So guys are lighter than they're going to be in the league. They don't have the same weight programs, the same. So you may see a guy who's 220 pound, a 225-pound defensive end who's 6'4" with 34-inch arms, you know, who ran a 4.5-something and is explosive, you know, leaper, which means you're explosive in the hips. Well, you take a look at that and you say, okay, this may be a practice squad guy, but man, if he gets to, you know, the Steelers or whoever, and he gets on an NFL weight program with good nutrition, this guy has all the traits to become a good player. So yes, I absolutely will pay attention to the HBCU Combine. I pay attention to everyone's pro days. That's how I found Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler was at Colorado School of Technology or something like, I don't know, some school. And some small school, but he had a 40 time of like 4.42, jumped over 40 inches. His testing was awesome. So I said, well, let me look at this guy. I found one game on him, one game from a terrible, terrible camera angle. And I was like, oh, he's got some ability. Let me put a fifth or sixth round grade on him. But testing is the only way I would have ever known about Austin Eckler. Probably the only way the NFL would have known about him from a small school is because he tested great. And that's how teams found them. Same thing with HBCU combines. As soon as you test well, you're immediately on the radar for teams to at least go look at your tape, you know, or do some more study. So, yeah, that combine is a big deal, too. It's just there aren't as many plus-level players there, so there's only going to be three or four, maybe five players you have to look at coming out of there up to this point. But, you know, I do think Deion going into Jackson State has brought better athletes into the HBCU, so hopefully that becomes another area where we're seeing greater talent stream in. I think it's great. I think it'd be good to have an additional combine, maybe for an FCS combine. If you don't get invited to the NFL combine, have your own FCS combine, which is, you know, HBCUs primarily are going to land in the FCS also. So
yeah,
I think that's not a bad idea, you know, but that's what pro days are for. You don't have to have a combine. Your pro day, you don't get medicals on those guys. Combines give you the chance that every team can get medicals. Did you know players sometimes will go through 32 sets of medicals? They have to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, they'll wake up at 6 in the morning, they'll go to the hospital, and they got to get their MRIs, their chest stuff done, their heart stuff done. They say it is grueling, the stuff you have to go through. It's like a 14-hour day of exams, then individual teams take you for a different exam, then this team will get you because they want to check something. Mm. Then you go meet with this team, then you go meet with this team, then you go meet with this team, and then you go the next day, you have to go do your workouts. And they say the mental fatigue and strain is unbelievable. I'd love to get a We ought to get a player on here sometime who went through the combine just to talk about it. That'd be pretty cool. I'll look into it and see if I can get somebody on.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, and a lot of guys will go, like when JT was at Missouri State, a lot of the guys would just go to Missouri and do their pro day there. Rice kids had to go to University of Houston pro days or wherever to get it, because you're not going to just go for one kid that's coming out of Rice, right? So he's got to go and join go to other schools or whatever. But, yeah, if you're visiting, they're going to do those medicals on you every single time. That just sucks. That just sucks. It sucks to be an NFL player. It just does. It's awful. Go to the XFL, people. I'm telling you, take that route. It's the only route to take. RJ has a list for us. Let me see if we can get it. RJ? 10 guys in the XFL played on NFL teams. Lance, can you name what teams they played for? These guys in the XFL. Right? Is that what your question is going to be?
So 10 guys, but some of them could have played on most. So how many teams, though?
Well, just name one of the teams he played for in the NFL.
Okay.
Okay? If he played for multiple teams.
Easy. I will name one of them is New England Patriots.
What? Well, you got to hear who he's going to give you the name of the player.
Well, Josh Gordon.
Well, yeah, but he's going to give you, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, RJ.
Okay, so there's 10 players that are in the XFL that used to play in the NFL.
Okay, go.
So if you want to go with the NFL team they played for and then guess the XFL team they played for.
Oh, I'm not going to guess the XFL.
Oh, what XFL team they're on?
John can do that.
Maybe. Let me hear.
Okay, well, the first one was Vic Beasley.
Oh, Vic Beasley,
yeah,
played,
Atlanta.
Well, yeah.
The team that he plays for in the XFL.
He was drafted by Atlanta.
Well, you do the XFL team. I'll do the
team
NFL
that he
team.
Plays for right now in the XFL.
The Rascals.
Vegas.
Correct.
Ooh, there you go.
Nice.
AJ McCarron.
Ooh.
Oh, Texans.
Well, AJ did, or Cincinnati.
Yeah,
both Cincinnati was the team that they had listed.
Yeah.
Yep.
But well, he played for both. I don't know what team he's on.
They have him down as the Battle Hawks.
Yep.
Oh,
Chicago Battle Hawks. Okay.
Okay.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon played for the Patriots.
Well, wait. With the first
and
team.
The Browns.
Yeah, Browns were first team. Yeah. And Seahawks.
So XFL team.
XFL team. No
idea. Vipers.
No.
Okay.
The Sea Dragons.
Yep. The Sea Dragons.
That was going to be my next one.
Martavius Bryant.
Martavius was a Steeler, and I'm going to go Vipers.
Correct.
You're just going to say Vipers every time.
I was quick to get the Vipers, yeah. I got to switch to Roughnecks now.
Brett Hundley.
Brett Hundley was the Packers.
UCLA.
Packers. And that's going to be Vipers?
Correct.
Yeah. Wow.
You keep saying the Vipers.
That's unbelievable. Time. Thanks for the setup.
Paxton Lynch
is on Orlando. He played for the Broncos.
That's correct. Oh, Ben DiNucci.
Ben Cowboys. DiNucci it was on the Cowboys, and he is on the
Vipers,
Arlington.
Backup.
No, he's not. He played against Arlington.
Battle Sea Dragons.
Sea Dragons.
It's not the Battle Sea Dragons.
Yeah, I started saying Battle Hawks, but I was like, oh, wait, he's a Sea Dragon.
Matt Elam
is a Raven.
Matt Elam is on Orlando.
Correct.
Yep. How do you know that?
Because I saw him play the other
of course,
night.
I've literally guessed everything, and I've gotten three of them.
You Marquette what? King.
Who?
Marquette King.
Punter Raiders.
Punter Raiders, yeah. And he's with, I don't know.
He's Battle Hawks.
No, he's in Texas.
Oh, he's with San Antonio.
Renegades.
He's with the Renegades.
Renegades.
Last one, Brad Wing.
Brad Wing, punter, LSU, went to...
Lefty punter.
Yeah. Was he Australian?
I think he is.
Where did he go for pros?
Where did he play in the pros?
They have him listed. He played for the Giants.
Played for the Giants, did he?
Did he play, though?
No one knows.
All right, let me say, I'm going to go Vipers punter.
No.
Sea Dragon.
No. It won't be any of the teams that we've named.
What is San Antonio's nickname?
I do not have. They have
Rough
them as
Riders.
The Brahmas, but I don't know
Brahmas,
if that's San Antonio.
What?
I don't know if that's San Antonio.
New Mexico.
Yeah, that's Brahmas is San Antonio. Yeah. Yes.
There it is. We're pretty good at this game. We could have beat a lot of these hosts in the city at this game.
Oh, my gosh.
We would have crushed them.
Destroyed them.
We should have called some.
Except Wex. We wouldn't have destroyed
Wex.
We
would have beat Wexler. That would be Sea Dragons. Damn it, Wex.
He would know every.
He's on Brahmas. He's right now averaging 38 yards per punt.
Stop.
That's what Wex would say. 843 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Any of those guys get hurt? What happens, Lance? Where do they go?
John Daspit or QC Kinetics?
QC Kinetics.
Okay, I didn't know if we're going to go with a personal injury lawyer or if we're going to look into damaged tissue. Honestly, it's less about people getting hurt in a single event and more about a wear and tear. With QC Kinetics, the wear and tear of your lifestyle, maybe it's your walking, your running, the athletics you play. Sometimes it's just a genetic thing where you start to see a deterioration of the tissue, of the soft tissue that is in your body. Or I don't know about soft tissue. I don't know. They'll have to explain it to you. But I just know that damaged tissue is what leads to chronic pain. And for a lot of people, they think, okay, let me get this shot, and the shot will make it better for 3 or 4 months. And then it's going to go right back to where it was. And then eventually you're going to have surgery. You'll be taking drugs for managing your pain. You're going to have downtime from work. Did you know that with all natural biological therapies, regenerative restorative therapies, you get the relief from the chronic pain without having to have the other things I mentioned? How awesome would that be to know that your knee pain or your hip pain or your back or your shoulder, your torn labrum you had, all of a sudden, wow, the pain goes from an 8 down to a 4 or a 3 or a 2. And then depending on how frequently you end up going or what your particular plan looks like, anywhere from like 2 to 5 trips, depending on what you're looking at, you're going to see improvement on each of those. And it restores and regenerates damaged tissue. That's where the relief comes from. And in many cases, it's going to add greater mobility. They can go even further than that. If your issue is much, much worse, let the experts take a look and see what they can do for you. They'll consult with you. And hopefully this is something you get under control without doing, without having to go surgeries. You may not need that. You may find a biological therapies work for you. Brand new location opening up in Sugar Land. Make sure that you go to QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
ProDunk.com. That's the new website, ProDunk.com. Go to it, see for yourself. It's unbelievable how good it is. It just is the best basketball ever. ProDunk.com. You're looking for a great way to get those kids outside playing, loving basketball. Dunking. Dad, ProDunk.com is the place to go to see, to get your it's the only place that you could possibly go to get your basket. Don't go to the box store. The sand in the bottom, you just don't want that. The shaky, the pole will shake. It's terrible looking. It's not going to be. Actually, the curb appeal is awful. With the ProDunk, the curb appeal is excellent. It makes your house look better. And there's not many goals that can do that. Listen, they can put it. They can mount it on the garage. They can portable. They've got roof mount, wall mount, whatever it is. In ground, adjustable. That's the best. That's what we had, and it's just the best goal you could possibly get. It'll last forever. Materials that they use are second to none. They'll stencil your driveway. They'll do it all. But the kids want to dunk, Dad, so they want the one that goes up and down, and that's what the only place to get it. ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
New game. XFL kicker, Corn Ferry Tour player, or TikTok influencer. Ready? Let's go. All right. If I give you...
Jacoby Jones is not in my personal ring of honor. I'm not putting Jacoby in there.
No. I mean...
Brandon Cooks can't get in either.
Talk about an enthusiast. Jacoby was an enthusiast.
Of what?
Fun times. Good times.
He was? Yeah.
He was enthusiastic.
You need to be an enthusiast of catching punts.
Well,
he dropped one punt.
It was a big one.
Against the Ravens.
Although we did still take the lead.
And you hold it against them forever.
No, we still took the lead over the Ravens in that same game.
I know.
With TJ Yates.
because we were a good football team.
Somebody compared Davis Mills to T.J. Yates, and I was like, oh, my God, it kind of is. I think the throwing stuff is better for Davis
He's
Mills.
He's got better hair.
He's got better talent. He's got better hair than T.J. I don't remember T.J. T.J.
Yates is follically challenged. Much better hair. 713-780-3776. This is an interesting topic. Javon wants to talk about the NBA All-Star game. Okay. There's some interesting stuff came out after the game. What's up, Javon?
Hey, fellas. Hey, after watching the All-Star festivities, I heard all the outrage about Karl Malone, I went and looked up what happened, and I've never even heard these stories about Karl Malone and what he did back in the day. I'm just wondering, like, have these stories always been out? Have you guys heard that before about, you know, what happened in college with him? And then how does the NBA not distance themselves from Karl Malone? It's just crazy because, I mean, I've watched Karl Malone my whole life, but I've never heard these accusations. I don't know if that's something that's always been around or what. But I'm just curious, man. It's just, I'm just surprised the NBA would even bring that guy out there with that kind of stuff in his background.
So it came out, you appreciate it, Javon. So it came out, I want to say, John, I want to say we were at 6'10". When it came out, I think he was still playing. That no one knew in the 80s when he was drafted. But the information is that Karl Malone fathered a child with a teenage girl.
I had forgotten about it. A teenage girl, a 13-year-old.
Oh, no. Like 12
or 13.
So Bomani Jones brought it up and
said
people were gasping.
Old.
Yeah, it's crazy that a lot of people don't know about this story.
Bomani said 12. I had heard 13. Yeah. But I had forgotten all about it. And then when, Karl Malone, I just knew him as redneck. You know, and you know, just.
Well, I remember there was, Karl Malone, why was Karl Malone never convicted of rape despite impregnating a 13-year-old girl? Yeah. Did he pay child support to Gloria and Demetrius Bell?
Apparently, he was estranged, too, never met the kid. It was a kid that actually ended up in the NFL. The son ended up as a tackle in the NFL.
I wrote him up, actually.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that he, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have the last name Malone, though.
No. And actually, Karl Malone had never met him, and then finally met him after he got to the league.
Then he also had a daughter that played in the WNBA.
Yeah, that he didn't, I think, pay child support for or something. That was the other one. The other issue.
Listen, Bomani Jones said it would have been worse for the NBA, and everybody would ask, where is Karl Malone? As opposed to Karl Malone being there and the NBA including him. And I couldn't disagree more. If I'm the NBA, I just go, yeah, he's not here. What? No, it's okay. I mean, yeah, what? He's not here. But him being there and then all of the questions, and Karl Malone just, he said, I'm not talking about my past. That's my personal life. I'm not talking about
He said, so in college, Karl Malone, so supposedly in college he met a 13-year-old girl, Gloria Bell. He impregnated her and had a child by the time he was only 20. Malone refuses all claims and denied the relationship. Demetrius Bell, who played in the NFL, that's the guy you're talking about, was born to Gloria Bell. Malone is Bell's father, but the NBA star did not meet his son until he was 17. Bell was drafted by Buffalo Bills in 2008. He played four seasons before retiring in 2012. Okay, so I didn't write him up then. I don't think. Well,
no.
But I remember him being Karl Malone's. Yeah, Malone wasn't just infamous for the one incident. Rob Pelinka, in an interview with ESPN, he talked about. Well, so I'm going through a lot of this, but here's the thing: that information didn't come out until years later.
Yeah.
I remember that information didn't come out until years later, but it's out there. But it is funny because it came out there before Twitter. Just to let you know, is before Twitter. So if you want to know about the ability to, true information, this is true information that didn't get out there because it was before social media. Bad information, non-factual stuff out there will also get blasted because of social media. Look how easy it is. Everyone would have known about Karl Malone. It would have been a trending topic. It would have been in ESPN, all that stuff, had that happened, you know, in this day and age with social media. However, the flip side is true, too. You can say anything. Anything can be out there, doctored, photoshopped, anything, and that will travel like wildfire through social media as well. So that's the only reason probably, Javon, you didn't hear about it. But it has been out there. You've known about it. I've known about it.
I forgot about it.
He doesn't play anymore.
I'd forgotten about it. Because when it came up this week, it was, why is Karl Malone there? I was like, I don't remember. Oh yeah, I vaguely remember this story. I mean, listen, it was in Louisiana. Enough said.
That's why you just kind of like brush it off.
Well, stuff happens. But Bomani said, you know, 12-year-old. It was a 13-year-old, and then Andy said, and I disagreed with him. It would have been if Karl Malone wasn't there. It would have been like, hey, you know, John Stockton and Karl Malone aren't being featured here. No, they're not here. That's all. If the NBA they're not here. This is a new era. That's all. Oh, is it because Karl Malone? I don't know. He's just not here.
So if you don't have Karl Malone,
but including him, put the onus on the NBA.
Yeah, no, that really is the NBA's bad. Yeah. Although I think I would say that more than half of the people, maybe 80% of the people, didn't know about this story.
Yeah. No. It's so long ago.
Especially younger fans,
they
don't know.
No.
But, okay, so if you're not going to have him, and let's say you don't have Stockton, let's say you did, because it's Stockton and Malone.
Right. That's,
who would you have? You would have to have Jeff Hornacek judging a dunk contest. Maybe Andre Kirilenko, AK-47.
Maybe.
Darren Williams.
He got on the wrong side of the great Jerry Sloan, though. Will the people of Utah forgive Darren Williams for being on the wrong side
what
of Jerry
Sloan? What about Brian Russell?
Yeah, you could. What about Mark Eaton?
What about Donovan Mitchell?
Mark Eaton's probably alive, I think.
Mark Eaton, yeah.
Can't do Donovan Mitchell now.
Why not?
He's not there anymore.
Well, so what? You bring him back and he's...
No, boo!
No, they like him. They still like him.
I don't know if they do.
Yeah, they still
like him.
What
about Rudy Gobert? You bring back... You want a legend. So it's Dominique. You bring back Mark Eaton. That's what you
do.
That's
what you do.
Adrian Dantley, although he was a Piston.
That's okay. He was still...
He was a Jazz.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Horny's your answer. Either Horny or the gigantic Mark Eaton. Nothing says Utah like Mark Eaton, does it? Plotting slow white people.
Yeah, they love him.
How about Keon Clark?
Keon Clark? Good Lord.
What about David Benoit? The guy who couldn't shoot straight David and the Rockets ended up beating him.
Odin Polonese.
Yeah, that's not bad. Odin played for some other teams. I don't know if he's a legend in the game, per se.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right, 713-780-3776. We do have more sound about this, and it's an interesting quote from Shea Gilgeous Alexander that we got to play on the other side. It's actually kind of, it's actually not great. But we'll do that for you on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Listen, Amy Gray was in here. She's got a great place. She's got a med spa for men and women. And this is a great place for you to go and pick up your whatever you want for your wife. She loves to get the Botox or the lips or the facials, the peels, all of the different stuff that women do. Hair removal. Women just don't. You can't have hair. This is permanent stuff, too. Guys, you can do this, too. Laser hair removal out of your ears, out of your nose, your back. You know what women don't like? Back hair. Okay, get rid of it. They don't. That's terrible. How about weight loss for men? They're seeing amazing results right now with weight loss. In a couple of weeks, you're going to see a huge difference, and it's done. And listen, go find out. Ask Amy how this is going on. Botox, facials, the Hollywood facial, hydrofacial, peels, all of these things, guys, that is going to make you look better, feel better. It's going to make you less hairy. It's going to make you more attractive. All of these things. I say, guys, you got to take care of yourself too. All right. Otherwise, she's going to go, meh. No, not great. You're not great. This is a great way for you to go about it. 975medspa.com. 975medspa.com. 713-821-4222. Tell Amy that you heard it right here.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.